Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now, New England Patriots football. The much-maligned defense of the Pats is showing some signs of improvement. They held the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to just two touchdowns last night as the Pats beat the Bucs 19-14. Tom Brady praised the defense after the game.
They played a great game. They really kept us in it all night. I wish we could have scored more points offensively, but defense really held their own. And, you know, we battled, just couldn't get enough done to ultimately get the ball in the end zone. But glad we won.
With us now from Tampa is ESPN football writer Mike Reese to talk about the game. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So before I ask about the defense, it was another close game that came down to the final seconds. Is this becoming a pattern for the Pats?
It is becoming a pattern. And for a team that has, you know, in the past had victories that were a lot easier and maybe double-digit in points, maybe this is a new reality that every game is sort of going to be one of those tight games that sort of come down to the wire and it's hold on for the ride.
Well, now let's talk about the defense's role in that. The Pats gave up 20 points to the Saints and then 33 or more points in their other three games this season. Last night, as we said, just 14 points, though it could have been more if not for three missed field goals by the Bucs. Can you call it a big improvement for the defense?
You can. And the biggest improvement was that they just didn't give up these big plays. You know, the defense, even in the past games, had been doing some good things, Bob. And then what would happen was after five or six good things, they would have just one really, really bad thing. And it sort of overruled, you know, the good things that they had done prior to that. And so by avoiding the idea of giving up that one big play, they really helped themselves in this game.
Who gets the credit for the improvement?
Well, start with the coaches. They tried a different plan where they took their two cornerbacks and they matched them up against specific players. They said to Stephon Gilmore, you're going to take Mike Evans, this very good wide receiver from Tampa Bay. And to Malcolm Butler, they said, you're going to take DeSean Jackson. And it was a little bit of a different strategy to do that, to say, just stay with that player wherever he goes and match up one-on-one. And both of those players talked after the game about how they really enjoyed that challenge and rising to that challenge to meet it. So the coaches with a good plan and then the players for executing it.
All right, on to the offense. The Pats scored a season low 19 points last night. What should we be making of that?
Well, that you can't score 30 every night, and that if you're going to rely on the offense to do that, it's unlikely. And Tom Brady took a lot of hits in the game. He was sacked three times. He was hit three other times in addition to those sacks. And they're just going to have to be careful, Bob, because if you want Tom Brady to last until the end of the season, he can't be taking the amount of hits that he's been taking. In the first quarter, there were a couple times where he got up off the ground a little bit slower than you normally would like to see. And I actually had asked him about that after the game, and his response was, that's football. I'll be out there next Sunday. So I think if they want him to be out there every Sunday, they just need to make sure they lower that number of hits that he's taking.
All right. It was obviously a Thursday night game, which means the Pats get well over a week now to prepare for the New York Jets a week from this weekend. How should they use the extra time to prepare for the challenges?
Well, so a couple different things. First, you use that extra time to get healthy with some of your key players. Rob Gronkowski did not play in this game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was a little bit of a late surprise with his thigh injury. So you're going to take this extra time that you have and heal up players like that and Rob Gronkowski. And then elsewhere, you know, you're going to look at the areas where they're struggling. They had 12 accepted penalties in this game against the Buccaneers, which is way too high for a team that has championship hopes. And a couple of the penalties were just so uncharacteristic of them, roughing the passer back-to-back at the end of the second quarter to give Tampa Bay a chance for almost a free three-point opportunity, thankfully for the Patriots, they missed that. So too many penalties, that's a good area to clean up when you talk about trying to be better on the field.
All right, we'll see how they do in a little more than a week. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and offers regular analysis about the Pats, the WBUR's Morning Edition. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.